I'm Sheree Mativia, host of the Melanated, Mindful, and Monetized podcast. I am a business owner and consultant, professional speaker, mom, sister, daughter, and friend. I love all things Golden Girls, and I fancy myself an entrepreneurial empowerment enthusiast. On this podcast, we'll talk real life, business, money, and more through a melanated lens and an intentional mindset. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Melanated, Mindful, and Monetized podcast. I am your host, Sheree Mativia. Thanks so much for joining me today and allowing me just a little bit of your time. You know, I really don't take it lightly, and I sincerely appreciate that you spend this time with me and we get to spend this time together. I'm actually just getting over having the flu recently. And listen, I was down for the count. I couldn't do anything but sleep, drink fluids, wake up, and sleep some more. And I'm so thankful that now I'm feeling much better. And I'm grateful for everyone who said a word of prayer of healing for me. So thank you very much. Now, I cannot wait for you to hear this week's episode. I had one of my dearest friends join me for a conversation. And look, I'm telling you, so I was grinning so hard that my teeth were dry. Okay, so listen, let me introduce you to my friend, Janice. Empower founder and CEO, Janice Thomas, has established and maintained an impressive roster of diverse talent with whom she cultivates viral and visible programming and marketing platforms. Janice has over 10 years of experience working within the entertainment industry. Beginning locally, she began to take part in the production of various concerts and conferences within the East region by providing technical assistance and coordinating teams to execute with excellence, second to none. Janice currently resides in Baltimore and maintains a close connection to New York, where she was born. She continues to be an active member of the community by mentoring inner city women and providing career and life guidance. Now, I wanted to talk to Janice because she is an entrepreneur and for years has managed to run her business, work a corporate job, as well as be a wife, mom, daughter, and granddaughter to her family. Janice and I met 23 years ago when we attended the same church, Pentecostal Tabernacle Ministries, in Frederick, Maryland. I got to see firsthand the birth of greatness when Pastor Alexander Hardy pulled her in to be his administrative assistant. And the rest, as they say, is history. During our chat, Janice and I talked about how she got her start in entrepreneurship. We talk about the ways that she's been able to manage it all without burning out. And then she even gives us wisdom for living unapologetically in this new season. I hope you have pen and paper close by, because this is one of those episodes, chock full of life-affirming gems to help you as you step into your next season of life. So here is this week's episode titled, Now is My Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for joining us today here on the Melanated, Mindful, and Monetized podcast. I am so excited to have on the podcast with me today my good friend, Miss Janice Thomas. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Sheree. How are you?
Good. Oh my gosh. Listen, I've been wanting you on my podcast.
Really?
I feel like you're like a celebrity.
Listen. No.
Ma'am. Oh, please. You probably don't know this. Okay. But like, I do pay attention to like the things that you do, the way that you brand, the way that you market stuff. I watch. Oh, baby, I'll be watching. I'm like, that sister know what she doing. I'm like, okay, I see. Okay. And so when it comes to business, and you know what I mean, I wanted to definitely bring you on, have a conversation, you know, tell the people about who you are, you know, what you got going on and all that stuff. But also I wanted to kind of pick your brain about some stuff, you know, business, right? Just kind of pick your brain, get your insights on some things, because this has been a long time coming. Let's just be real, okay?
Absolutely. I'm super excited for you for this podcast. When you asked me, well, when you called me, I didn't know what exactly we were going to be talking about. First of all, I didn't know about the podcast. And when you told me about the podcast, I just grasped for breath. And I was like, wow, Sheree, you are in your zone. I love it, love it, love it. So congratulations to you. And, you know, kudos. Kudos to you. But this, you know, this is your zone. This is your lane for sure.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, you're right. You know me so well. You know. So let's start at the beginning. Tell me, who is Janice?
Janice Thomas. I'm from originally from New York. I currently, you know, reside in Maryland. I am married with 4 children, who I absolutely adore. I recently just had my first granddaughter. Yay. She's so precious. She's
so beautiful.
Yes, she is. And I have a bonus son who I absolutely just love. He is just amazing for my daughter and my family. Mm-hmm. And I'm just me, you know, I do a lot, but girl, my life, my journey is all over the place, but I think I have it together, as we speak. I think I'm good. I think I'm
it's
good.
It's like finally have arrived. It's like finally.
Yes.
So tell us, what is it that you do? What is your livelihood?
Okay. So I have a couple of hustles going on. Listen, the hustle is not for the weak. Just let me just say that.
It is,
but by day, I do work in corporate America. Mm-hmm. I am a manager over department, and we handle workers' compensation claims.
Okay.
And then outside of my corporate job, I dibble and dabble in these digital streets as a digital creator. Mm-hmm. And what a digital creator does, I create visually appealing and engaging content for businesses and personal brands.
I love it. I love it. So how in the world did you get into entrepreneurship? How did that start for you?
Girl, I fell into this lane. First of all, I would have not even dreamed of me owning any type of business. Let's just start there. Absolutely not. When I moved out of New York and I had moved to Maryland, I had joined the church, and when I joined the church, the pastor immediately put me to work. When I tell you, the first thought I was like, why? Like, you know, I had no idea what I was doing or why I was doing it, but I did it. Really? And so, yeah, like I literally had the role that the pastor put me in immediately, more so administrative work for the church. And then I started to be exposed to what we call now digital space, right? And then I started to be exposed to doing events because, you know, we church girls, right? Yes. So we are used to, I feel like being in church, growing up in church, yes, you know, we, the spiritual aspect, it is what it is, we know that.
Right.
But from a natural aspect, we learn a lot of skill sets.
Absolutely.
We learn how to plan, negotiate, work manage. With people, manage. We learn all of those things. And when I joined this church and the pastor immediately put me to work, different things started happening with me. I started to really learn what my gifts and talents were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then ultimately, the purpose, my purpose in life immediately clicked. Still not knowing how to successfully navigate how to get to point A to point B with different things. So that's why I said earlier, I was all over the place trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Right. But when I joined the church, it was just more so, it just sparked this energy in me and said, Janice, this is where God has you. This is where he's taking you. Although I didn't see this, you know, where I'm at now, right. But my entrepreneurship journey, literally for me, it started then. But I do have on my dad's side of the family, mm-hmm. nothing but entrepreneurship. I didn't realize that growing up.
Right.
My grandmother was in real estate. She owned a couple of houses.
Uh-huh.
She still worked her corporate job. She pastored a church.
Wow.
My dad is an entrepreneur as well. My aunt is an entrepreneur. Like my whole side of the family on my dad's side is nothing but entrepreneurs. Right. But growing up, I wasn't paying attention to that. I was just, you know, doing my thing, you know. So as I grew older, things will come to my remembrance. And be like, oh, this is where I get it from. But ultimately, my entrepreneurship journey, to be honest with you, Sheree, it started when I joined this ministry, when I moved from New York to Maryland.
Right.
Pastor put me to work, and he obviously, through God, he saw something in me. And he was like, I'm going to push you to your purpose.
Yeah.
And so that's how it started.
That is so awesome. And I count myself privileged because I was there with you when you first got here.
Yes.
So yes. I was a witness to you getting put to work. I was in the back laughing and giggling.
I mean, Sheree, but do you remember like me coming to the church and probably a month and I'm literally put to work?
You were put to work.
And yes.
Wasn't nobody mad but the devil.
Yes. Yes, I couldn't understand the concept. I was like, okay. And like I said, I grew up in church and all those things, but there was a huge gap from when I was going to church and actually, you know, being involved in church.
Right.
To me moving to Maryland and me, you know, reconnecting myself with God, joining the ministry.
Right.
And being put to work off. I was like, ooh, what is going on here? But I didn't fight it. I did embrace it. But yeah, so you was there for sure.
And I love that you embraced it because it, outside looking in, it looked so natural. It looked like she's operating in her gift. And I think that's why it looked easy, you know, like from outside in, of course, my son. Mm-hmm. And it might have been why it was so easy for the pastor to put you in position to be able to serve in that administration, because it's your gift, dear. It's just part of you. It's your talent. You know, it's like inherent. And
yes.
Boy, oh boy, it came out. Look where you are today.
Yes. So that's what sparked my entrepreneurship journey.
So let me ask you, so now you mentioned that you were married. Shout out to my brother, Abe. Hey, Abe.
Hey, Abe.
What is it like? So now you're an entrepreneur. What's mm-hmm. it like? Is Abe also an entrepreneur, or is he more like the traditional 9-to-5er? Like what, how is that dynamic between the two of you?
Okay. So Abe, I would say he has definitely, he would prefer the corporate structure
okay.
For himself.
Got it.
For me, it's like, whatever you want to do, I'll support you. He definitely will give his sound advice mm-hmm. either way. But being an entrepreneur and being married, what I was able to do early in my entrepreneurship journey, I was able to create opportunity so my family can come with me on this ride.
Okay.
So that means, you know, they're part of everything that I do, mm-hmm. whether it's behind the scenes or in the forefront, they're part of this journey. So it's not me, Janice Thomas, and I have these businesses. It's us as a family unit. So that's the difference, or that's what made it a little bit easier for us, or for me, to be in entrepreneurship and married, is because we understand each other's boundaries and we understand, you know, what needs to happen. And plus, me and Abe been rocking for 20 years, right? So yes. Before I entered this entrepreneurship journey, we grew together.
Right.
So when the opportunity started to present itself for me to own businesses and whatever it is, it just came seamless, because this is something that we wanted to create for our family together, whether who's in the forefront or not. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You know, you also mentioned that you are a grandmother for the first time.
I am, Shrey. I am.
I'm so happy for you, girl. I am.
Thank
so
you. Thank you.
And that beautiful little grandbaby. Now, you mentioned that when you came to Maryland, that's kind of when you first, you know, started dibbling and dabbling into the entrepreneurial, you know, realm. Mm-hmm. So you've obviously experienced some life changes over the years, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Like, children are growing up, because all of your babies are out of high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, like you said, you know, your daughter has gotten married, now has a baby, you know, like these are not just life changes for them, but for you as well.
Yes.
How have you managed to transition through all of these changes in life, you know, and especially being an entrepreneur, because that part can't slack, because you're dealing with stuff.
Right. Dude, right.
Then the stuff slack, you know what I mean?
So, right. Right.
How do you manage all of that while you're transitioning through these stages?
So I started to have children early. I had my daughter at 18. I was still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, I have my son. And then 5 years later, I have another son and get married. So I'm doing all of this by the age of 23.
Gotcha.
So life for me started early.
Mm-hmm.
So now fast forward to today, my daughter got married, we had a wedding, she had a baby, and everything that comes with that, baby showers and stuff yeah. like that, and my mm-hmm. son's, you know, college and different things. But right now, because they're older,
mm-hmm.
I can now just go full force with my business or businesses. When I started my business, when I actually started, so, you know, let's just get this out of the way. So when I officially opened a company, because okay. sometimes, you know, we be in these streets and we don't be right. You know, our paperwork don't be right. We just be doing stuff and stuff like that. But when I officially started a business and ran a legit company, right. with employees and all these things, it was a pivotal moment, because I had to uproot my children from an area that they grew up in,
mm-hmm.
to move to another area, because it was just easier from a business standpoint.
Right.
And I didn't really think about how it would impact my two sons. At the time, one was good. The other one was just having a hard time with it. And my daughter was already living in the area where okay. I was moving to. So when I started my corporate company,
mm-hmm.
It was hard, because I was like, was I making the right decision to just move? But I knew that I couldn't continue that travel.
Right. Right.
And I knew that what I was doing, it needed my undivided attention at any given time. And so again, finding ways to bring my family along the journey.
Right.
So right now I'm in a place where my kids are grown, everything's good. I'm 45, actually. I'll be 46. I am 46. Man, in all fairness, my birthday was just recently.
I was about to say, you just
and
had a birthday.
I just had a birthday. And this age thing is getting to me a little bit. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother episode. Yeah. But so now I feel like now is my time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that it was my time. You know, of course, during the pandemic, we had a lot of time to sit and think.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so now is my time to really just go full force. I know people would be like, go full force. You've been doing this for long. No, because I had to understand that my family came first. And I put a lot of things on the back burner. But now I'm just living out my purpose unapologetically. So, yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, the level I'm trying to maintain my excitement.
Sheree, you know me. You've been knowing me you've been knowing me for 23 years.
Yes, girlfriend. Yes.
A long time. So we didn't just meet yesterday.
No, we did not. But I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for you because number one, we are in similar, you know, stages of life, you know,
yes.
Like our babies are no longer babies. You know,
yes.
My youngest just went off to college and he's there now. So like, I'm dealing with that, but it's almost like, I feel like Sister Maxine Waters, we're able to reclaim our time.
Yes.
Because like you said, we had priorities and our family raising children was the priority. And we had to manage that. We had to manage household, manage.
Yes.
You're married, you know, managing your marriage. And it's like all that comes with it. What's next for you? Like now it's kind of like, we're starting to feel a little loose, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next?
You know, so I have entered the space of a podcaster. Believe it or not, guess what my first, like when I was like in high school,
uh-huh.
You know what I wanted to do, what I wanted my career to be?
Tell me.
You are going to fall out. I wanted to, okay, I always knew I wanted to work in the entertainment space.
Okay.
The BETs of the world, the MTVs of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to be a radio personality.
I can see it. I can see it.
When I moved to Maryland, I signed up to this broadcasting school. And the only reason why I didn't continue with it because of the distance of where I was living, where the school was.
Gotcha.
I went to one class and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do this every single day because it was just an hour drive and it was just a lot. But I definitely have always wanted to work in the entertainment space, particularly a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
And if not a radio host somewhere, you know, producing shows,
right?
Things of that nature. So that speaks to the earlier part of my entrepreneurship journey when I used to produce events and I used to intern for a radio station and I interned for a record label.
Wow.
So that was my dream
mm-hmm.
job.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you are basically rekindling that broadcasting love. Now, what's the name? You said you're entering the podcast phase. So tell us about the podcast.
So the name of the podcast is called All Things That. And of course, I like to have conversation about whatever I want to conversate about. So meaning I didn't want to close the gap in not being able to talk about certain things.
Right.
And so it was important to me to start a podcast, but I always wanted to have like co-hosts and other people involved. So I have my two friends with me that have been rocking with me for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be in a safe space, environment to share my truth, to just talk about things that I probably would have never dreamed to talk about before, just letting people get to know me a little bit more and also encouraging and building other people up. So it just launched on National Podcast Day, which was September 30th. Yeah. So we are embarking our second episode. So it should be fun. Definitely wanted to have a lot of fun with it. So I have the podcast. I told you earlier that I have a digital creation business where I, you know, create digital assets, more so social media, mm-hmm. Websites. I like to make people's stuff look pretty. And yes. drive revenue while doing it.
Yes.
I'm also a brand manager for different brands. Mm-hmm. And I also have my other baby, Empowered Culture Water.
Yeah.
That's my other baby. So it's a water brand with a purpose. And so with my water, I use that to amplify Black voices. So on the back of the water, I'm featuring a creative, I'm storytelling, I'm just, you know, building community. So I'm super excited about that. And outside of that, to be quite frank, I'm done, right?
What to say? Because that's a lot.
It is. And oh, let's not forget, I am, you know, fully active in my church, in my local church.
Right.
So in that terrain, you know, us, that would never stop. You know, we love to serve the people. We love to serve God, but we yes. also, you know, love to yes. work and serve in ministry. So, and that's near to dear my heart. But that's it for right now. I'm a very impulsive person, meaning I will be saying this today. 2 weeks later, I probably will pop out with something else, but I'm trying to get better in that area because like you said, I want to be able to travel, vacate, enjoy my granddaughter,
yeah.
Continue enjoying my family, my husband. And we can't do that if we're burnt out.
It's so hard. It is. So how is it that you avoid burnout? I mean, you just went through this laundry list, right? Of all of the stuff, and all of the stuff comes with stuff. How do you fight against burning out?
I had to, one, learn how to create boundaries.
Yes.
That's one. And I also had to realize everything doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes.
And then, you know, you start having your body start changing once you turn 40, right?
Baby.
And when you get 45, you know, things start knocking on the door. And when you certainly turn 46, it's like, really? Is this what it is? So I realized that, you know, I can have all of these things and do all these things, but what purpose would it be if I can't enjoy it?
Right.
And more importantly, you know, my family comes first, so I need to be healthy. Mm-hmm. So I just used to I started to create, just, you know, giving myself time to relax.
Right.
Vacation, just sitting around not doing anything. And with my corporate job, I travel a lot with my corporate job. And mm-hmm. honestly, that's the time where I'm resting.
Okay.
So after I do my thing during the day from a corporate standpoint, I go back to my hotel and I'm resting.
Right.
So that it's not a vacation, but it's vacation for me.
Right.
So I have balance, but honestly, I had to start creating boundaries and start to say no, or I'm not able to do that, not right now, and creating good systems.
So let me ask you this, though, because see, now I promise I ain't trying to be messy.
Be messy. I like a little tea, you know? I like a little bit of tea.
Right. So like we talked about... And I love the conversation about boundaries because I think that it is something that needs to be promoted a lot more often. More people yes. to have healthy boundaries. How were people when you started telling them no? Because implementing boundaries is not easy, especially with people that are used to you not having them. How did the people take the no? How did you handle, like, were you okay? Did it take you time to get used to telling people no, or telling people, I'm not able, I don't have the capacity for that? Like, how did you do that?
I did it by force, because I allowed myself to get frustrated and annoyed.
Gotcha.
And I reached my limit. And so I said, I have to do something, because I just needed to, it's not healthy. So of course, by me creating boundaries, it looked totally different for people who's used to me saying yes. And I'll do that right now. Or what else do you need? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still that person that will go above and beyond, right. But now it's on my terms, when I feel like it and when I can.
Yes.
I'm no longer pushing myself over my limit to make someone else happy, not to my detriment, you know what I mean? So it's like my no or my altered, you know, response, because sometimes it's not always a no, it's just me altering, you know, right. Instead of, you want it today, I'll have it for you here, or you want me to do this, well, how about this? It's me now negotiating my peace.
Yes.
So it definitely probably comes across me maybe being rude or have an attitude, but with me, I don't have that gray area. It's very black and white for me. With some people, I have to be firm.
Right.
Because if I show a little bit of vulnerability, it's like you take advantage.
Right. Like,
So by me being firm and just be a little bit more pointed, it could come across, you know, that, you know, I'm being sharp, mean, attitude, what's your problem? I don't have one. But you know, the interesting thing, Sheree, everybody, you know, can create boundaries except for me. When I start to create boundaries, it looks like something else than a boundary. Uh-huh. But that's what I did find over the course of this journey. I guess because I'm was more so of that yes person.
Gotcha.
Not intentionally, but I think that's just was my personality until it just became too much. And, you know, and then you think, you know, then you have examples where you feel like you've been taken advantage of. And when that happens, it's like, oh, let's stop this right now. I have to do something. This is not happening. So, yeah.
Especially not at this big age.
I know.
You're not going to keep repeating the same habits.
No.
Allowing the same behaviors that don't bring us joy.
Exactly.
Don't bring us peace.
Exactly. And you can't tell me what my peace should look like. It's my peace. It's my happiness.
Man, it belongs to me.
Yes, it belongs to me. I just ask that you respect it.
Just like I respect yours, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I love it. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Okay. So now, imagine that there is somebody that's out there listening to this conversation between the two of us. And they're like, you know, I'm thinking about entrepreneurship, but I don't know if I have the support. I don't really know how it would look. You know, I'm kind of on the fence. I'm scared. You know, like, what advice do you give to the entrepreneur, to that budding or that emerging entrepreneur that's like there, but not yet there?
Go big or go home.
I'm gonna go home. Listen.
Because, you know, so it's one of these things where you were never going to be ready. It's never going to be perfect. You're not even going to know what the outcome is going to be
right when
you start. But you have to understand is there's going to be pitfalls. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to learn how to pivot, when to pivot, who to involve, who not to involve. This is all trial and error. This is life. You know what I mean? But I feel if you have that burning desire, mm-hmm. where it's keeping you up at night, you eat, sleep, and think about this journey, this business that you want to start, mm-hmm. whatever it is, whether you're going to monetize or not. Some people have things that they that are passion projects, you know?
Right.
So just do it. Don't think twice, because we're always going to have that small amount of self-doubt somewhere along the way.
Right.
But if this is something that is a burning passion of yours, and you this is all you think about, talk about, dream about, mm-hmm. you have to do it. And just know it's not going to be perfect. You will have some stumbling blocks along the way, but also connect yourself with a strong community, whoever that is for you.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a lot of people, but get some solid folks around you who will pray for you, mm-hmm. Who will support you, who will show, not just tell you all the things that you want to hear that are right, tell you when you need to make some changes, make some adjustments, take some classes, better yourself. That this is the only way it's going to be successful and happen for you, but
do it
or don't do it at all. Stop talking about it, you know. It's like, why do you keep talking about it? Ain't no half stepping. Yes, but we all have a small element of the doubt, and you know, that's why I feel like community is so important. You have to have the right people around you that's going to tell you the truth, that's going to support you, that's going to pray for you, and that's really going to be your rock. So even if it's one or two people, great. You can't do this alone, for sure.
No.
This is not a solo act.
It's not. It is not. Even if you do everything for your business by yourself, you're still not alone.
Yeah.
You still need outside people to like you said, lift you up, to
pray. Absolutely.
Listen to you. So what's something you wish you would have known when you got started in entrepreneurship? What can you think back and say, I wish somebody would have told me that?
I was so excited when I started my business, whether it was unofficial or not. I was trying to connect with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had blinders on, thinking, oh, people see this is great. They want to support you. They want to partner, doing business the right way. And I was very green in that area, thinking, oh, everyone that I encounter is for my best interest, that, you know, and it's not. You have to, what I wish I knew is really how to navigate relationships better.
Okay.
Specific when it comes to government contracting and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you know, everyone who smiles and who are nice, they're really that's not who they are. And I probably put too much trust in people early on. So
you were meeting people's representatives is what was happening.
Yes.
Like Chris Rock.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. So and the other thing, I knew that it takes money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, Lord Jesus, I didn't know it was going to be like this. You know, you got to spend some money.
Uh-huh.
That budget is real. That budget is real. It's a real thing.
You preach.
So
preach.
I've lost a lot of money, gained a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Lost a lot of money.
Right.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. So be careful who you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And manage your money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's about the best advice anybody can give.
And with people, you know, when you're entering the entrepreneurship space, it's really, you can't trust everybody. You just have to learn how to navigate relationships.
Yes.
Learning where to put people and how to really work your relationships. What is this relationship for? Mm-hmm. You know, is this person or is this entity here to do X, Y, and Z? It's learning all of that. Entrepreneurship happened for me so fast. I was just like on, you know, speed dial at that point, not really understanding the different levels of relationships when it comes to entrepreneurship, specific to, you know, government contracting. And really, when you get into that space, that's a whole nother animal, for a whole nother conversation, for a whole nother episode. So, but
yes,
these are life lessons that makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm.
We learn from them. Absolutely. The problem is when we don't learn from these lessons, that's the problem.
Yes.
So you got me once, you're not going to get me again.
No. What is it? You fool me one time, shame on me. No, fool me one first time, shame on you. You fool me second time, shame on me. No.
I can't let you get to the second time, child. And right now, you ain't getting to the first. You're not getting that close right now. Before, yeah, one or two. Right now, yeah, no.
It goes back to the boundaries, though.
Yes. Right?
Because those boundaries help you to filter out the people who aren't good for you, to filter out the people who you cannot come to a mutually beneficial arrangement with.
Yes.
Those boundaries help.
And you know what?
Filter people out.
And you know what, Sheree? You know, one thing that I want to make clear, because oftentimes we as people, we don't take accountability and responsible for our own actions. So for me, yes, sometimes it is, how is this person beneficial in terms of me creating my boundary? But I had to look at myself too.
Oh, yes.
Janice, what are you doing? Why? And I always try to find the lesson when something doesn't work out. What did I do that I could have done better?
Right.
How could I handle a situation differently? Now, I have to say, I don't have a lot of experiences or examples with like a battle, right? A fight in business with me and a client. Gotcha. Here and there. And I'm never going to fight with you over no money. I'd rather, you know, we terminate our agreement and we keep it pushing.
Absolutely.
I'm never fighting with no one over no money. But definitely when I did have some disagreements, or we wasn't meeting, you know, we wasn't aligned, I had to take a step back and say, all right, Janice, you need to readjust yourself. Are you communicating your expectations the way people should understand? And are you being clear? And it was just different things. So I did a lot of self-evaluating. And also, again, each situation was a lesson for me. So as I continue, I get better and better, and I can successfully, you know, master this journey and kind of know what, you know, what's coming. So when I see things going left, you know, I am definitely taking the high road. It takes too much energy to get angry, to get upset.
Yeah.
It's too much energy to be in that space. And then you have to calm down. And when you calm down, you be like, dad, I should have said this. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. So I just, it's too much. I'm 46, you know. I don't have the capacity anymore to give out that type of energy. But, you know, Sheree, sometimes people will try you and you have to remind them from here, from a time or two. But for the most part, I'm not giving that energy. Right. I'd rather spend my energy with people and clients who understand that we can disagree professionally and let's just have a conversation. But all that other stuff, yeah, no. I pick and choose who I do business with, by the way.
Ma'am. Absolutely. I did the same thing.
Do you?
Ma'am.
All money is not good money.
No, it's not. And when you learn that, because usually we learn that as a hard lesson.
Yes. Yes.
But for that reason, though, I'm so like crazy selective, especially when it comes to my virtual assistant business. I'm just really selective about who I work with, because you know, not every client understands boundaries.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna leave it. Just not every client understands boundaries. And
you
know, I'm a big proponent of, we respect each other over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anything yeah. that doesn't look like that, I don't deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so. Yes. No, and like I said, you know, we have full control over what we do, how we do it.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you can fit in how my systems are in place or how I do business, great. I'm not here trying to have 50,000 clients. No.
I don't have that many hours in a day.
No. I'm not even trying to have 10. It's not about quantity.
Right.
You get 3 to 4 clients yeah. and you're in lockstep with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're yours for life or until, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're yeah. yours for a good period of time.
Yeah.
So I don't try to, you know, try to get 10, 15. That's way too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And
I'm good.
Capacity.
Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. good with the 4 or 5. And then of course you have your one-offs. Who right. you know want you to create this, want you to design this. Those are one-offs.
Right.
But you know, get me a couple of retainers, monthly retainers, and I am good.
Hello. That's yes. what I'm working towards right there, sis. That right.
Yes.
Yes. Get that's you. What I'm building.
two to three, you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So Janice, you are the bomb diggy girl. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too, sis. This has been amazing, amazing, amazing. Like I'm so excited about your journey. Yeah, I'm super excited, Sheree.
I appreciate it. And your response to me when I told you I was starting my podcast just warmed my heart. Like, thank you, girl. Like
because you belong here. This is you. This is you. I've been telling you that for 23 years, Sheree.
I'm finally listening. I mean, it may have taken me a minute, but
well, girl, back then we didn't know. I didn't know. But
we were green.
Doing too much, right? Too much. But I value the relationship. And like I said, we've been knowing each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. You've seen some sides. You've seen some moments in my life, girl. We've
grown up together.
Yes, we did.
Because you saw some of my mess too, baby. We have grown up.
We are, Sheree, we're grown. Oh my goodness, can you believe it? We are grown adults, grown women. I still
don't believe, listen, the thing that makes me believe it is a college student.
I know.
And let me rephrase. The younger of my yes. team is the college yes. student. Like, yes. I was still hanging on to my youth by a thread when Aniyah
yes. graduated. Yes.
But then when Christian graduated, I was like, oh, it's real.
Listen, I'm still hanging on to my youth. What you talking about? Okay, listen. What they say, listen, every time we get older, we always say, when I turn 30, I was like, oh, the 30 is new 20s. When I turn 40, the 40 is the new 30s. I'm 46. Listen, the 40s are 40s, okay?
Listen.
The 40s are 40s.
Let me drop this little nugget. They've been lying to y'all. 40 is the 40. 30 is the 30.
It sound good, you know. I was a believer, you know, until I hit 45, girl.
This right here is not the 30. This no. don't feel like no. Ain't no 40 is the new nut.
No, 40 is 40.
40 is 40.
40 is 40, and that's just that. But no, yeah. So yeah. we still have a lot to do, but I'm like, again, I'm so happy that you're starting this podcast, and I definitely will be supporting you. Anything you need from me, you know,
yes,
just call me.
I
got you.
Just schedule the interview when I send you another invite. That's all you have to do is just keep scheduling.
Like, yeah, Sheree, blame it on the 46 because for sure. And that's the thing. I think, you know, it was so important for me to have this time with you. And I know when we initially scheduled, I was turning 46 and I was traveling for work and it was a lot going on. And I was like, I want to give quality time
right
to this, right? I wanted to have, so, and I hated to reschedule. So I reschedule, and then what happens? We reschedule. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, we're going to record on such and such day at such and such time. I'm getting myself together, you know, and I log on 10 minutes. I said, I'm going to be 15 minutes early because Sheree is a timely person, and she's not going to be talking about me being late. So, yes. So I just try to log on. I'm like, okay, I rebooted my computer at least 3 times. Oh, I'm like, what is going on? Girl, I saw this message pop up with another date. I said, oh my goodness. And that I emailed you trying to be professional, trying to, you know, keep that boundary. I could have called you.
And I loved the email, by the way. I said, I'm using that line.
I could have called you, but again, boundary. We talk about boundary and keeping things separate. And I was like, I'm going to send her a professional email. And when you email me, by the time you email me back, I had already realized what happened. I was like, oh my goodness, okay. And you was like, girl, let's just do it. But so thank you for being flexible.
Yes.
Definitely, this was great. But yeah, Sheree.
Yes.
Blame it on the 46.
Listen. It is, listen, no blame needed. I'm like, I'm glad, you know, you were like, let's do it. I'm like, let's do it. Hey, come on, listen. I've been wanting to talk to you. So it was like, oh no, she got time for me today.
Listen, you make time what you want to make time for. And I needed to make time for this for sure. So.
Oh, and I don't take it lightly, girl. I do not. So listen, do me a favor. Tell the people where they can find you around the interwebs. Cause we gonna start listen, cause you got a podcast too, Dag Nabby. I need the people to go listen to the podcast. So you want to find you.
Listen to my podcast. I'm a little edgy, but you know,
I've known you for 23 years. I know.
So you can find me on Instagram at Nikki T, NikkiET. My podcast handle is All Things That Podcast on Instagram. And on Facebook, I am Genise, G-E-N-I-S-E, Stewart, Stewart-Thomas. And from there, you're able to, you know, see links that will take you to my different businesses and platforms. And again, thank you for this time. I appreciate it.
You are the best. Thank you so very much. And I'll make sure to get that information from you. We'll put it in the show notes and all of that. So
perfect.
Then grab it. Don't worry. We got you. But Genise, you are the bomb, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope you got as much out of that as I did. I may have to post a picture of my own notes because Genise was in here preaching. She told us that the time is now. If we have a dream, a passion project, something that has just been gnawing at us to do or get done, we can't be out here half-stepping. If you're going to do it, do it. Genise's approach to entrepreneurship was to model a system that created opportunities, not just for herself, but for her entire family. She talked about how important it is for an entrepreneur to have a partner or a spouse who is supportive of her ventures and visions. You know, and let's be real for a second. You do not have to be an entrepreneur to experience burnout. I recognize that. Every single one of us could benefit from learning ways that we don't burn ourselves out and how we can find areas and ways that we can be revitalized and rejuvenated. Genise gave us 4 tips to help us avoid or fight burnout. First, learn how to create boundaries. Second, remember, not everything has to be perfect. 3, create good systems. And 4th, surround yourself with a solid support system. I am so thankful for Genise and for her taking time out of her busy schedule to have this conversation with me. Genise, thank you again, girl. This was awesome. If you want to connect with Genise on IG, You can find her there at Nikki T, and that's N-I-K-K-I-E-T. And you can follow her podcast on Instagram as well, at All Things That. Make sure you give a listen to the podcast because it is awesome. You can find Janice on Facebook at Janice Stewart Thomas. And then you can connect with her via email to info@beinpowered.com. And that's info@beinpowered.com. If you'd like to share your thoughts on today's episode, feel free to hit me up on the socials. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Sheree Mativia Enterprises. And if you'd like to learn more about working with me as a business coach or consultant, you can visit my website, www.mbsllcmd.com for more information. I've been helping people just like you to finally get those business and money-making ideas out of their heads and executed in real life. If you enjoyed today's episode with Janice, please take a moment to follow, rate, and comment on the show. Every single download or listen helps to spread the word so that new listeners can find the podcast. And if you have a friend or family member who would be blessed by this conversation, go ahead, share this episode with them. Now, we're at the end, and I love leaving you with a quote for the week. And I'll leave you with this thought by Earl Nightingale. He once said, "All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it." Be blessed, friends.